Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCamera and John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you, off and rolling. On this Monday morning, well, the day after the Eagles obviously put it on the Giants, took care of business in a big way, and really an outstanding rushing attack, tremendous performance by Jalen Hurts, 6-2 now at Dubai, and a lot more settled down from where it was just a couple weeks ago. Outstanding job by then. We will discuss it. We'll get into the Bryce Harper situation, a little bit on Joel. Sixers, of course, 2-0 out of the gate. They play again tonight. So we got a lot to do, but heaviest on the Eagles with you at 215-592-9494. Richard Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Sloths can hold their breath longer than dolphins underwater.
I don't know what to say about that.
It's really incredible. Sloths, you know, they're super slow. They can slow their heartbeat. They can slow their metabolism to where they can, and they can move more easily underwater. They love swimming.
It's impressive.
They can hold their breath for up to 40 minutes by slowing their metabolism. Meanwhile, dolphins who live underwater
right.
can only hold their breath for, you know, 11, 12, 15 minutes.
Yeah, I put that together. I like that fact because you're right. That is odd given the where they live, so to speak. So let's get to the birds. You know, I know a lot of people are probably going to start with the rushing attack, and it was outstanding. 2 100-yard rushers is great. Saquon back on track is great. Congrats to the offensive line who did an excellent job. But I'm going to start with Jalen. I thought he was the dude. And, you know, this was obviously the most complete game the team had played. Very impressive win. And I think by far the most complete game the team. And really a reminder of how great the team can be in the organization by extension. I had doubts as recently as 2 weeks ago whether they'd get back to the point where we felt like, you know, Super Bowl squad. And yesterday felt like Super Bowl squad. And a big part of the reason why I felt like Super Bowl squad was Jalen. He was outstanding. This is the kind of performance that catapults him up the ranks of MVP consideration. I mean, that talks on. And when you get to halfway point of the season, that's when it starts getting real. You know, who cares after 3 games? I mean, real. I don't want to say who cares, but you know what I mean. I mean, it's 17-game season. 3 games, 2 games, 4 games. It's all kind of so small. But when you get to the old halfway point, then it starts coming into focus. And what he did yesterday was outstanding. In every way, to me, imaginable. His scrambles were key, early in particular. His passes were key, you know, inaccurate here and there, but generally accurate. And once again, no turnovers. So congrats to him and to the Birds. And, you know, a tremendous bounce back for Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts and the defense and the offensive line. When you consider where they were as recently as 2 weeks ago, what they put out there yesterday, and really the last 2 weeks, very, 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 very impressive. We'll take your calls, obviously, at 215-592-9494. And made all the more impressive because they did it without AJ. And that's another reason why Jalen deserves credit. People like me, a lot of people, have said, well, huge advantage. He's got all these star players around him. And to a large extent, that's true. And was still true to an extent yesterday. But he was missing one of the prime players. And it like didn't matter. So 215-592-9494 to weigh in on it.
Yeah, and I still feel like you don't get a chance to rejoice in Jalen's awesomeness yet, because you've been such a doubter for so long. This, I love that Jalen continues to, what was his QB rating? 141.5. I've never seen stuff like that. The fact that he just doesn't give the ball away and he continues to produce. We've never seen anything like it.
I agree with
it's
that.
It's crazy. It's eerie. You know, it's creepy that you can do that within the Halloween spirit, I guess, with our inflatable ghosts everywhere. But I loved that we had answers, you know, schematically yesterday. Yeah, I loved the way our guys played. I loved the way the offensive line, just like you said, Joe. But I loved that we had answers for the loaded box, you know. You get eight guys in the box. You know what we do now? We bring Fred Johnson in and make him the tight end. And now Dallas Goedert is the U tight end, the second tight end at the wing. And we just mash you. And that's what we were doing on that first big run by Saquon.
Yep.
Saquon is reaping the benefits of the scheme being, you know, the right one, putting these guys in the best angles to win. You know, giving them the best chance, and there have been times this year where that was not always the case.
For sure.
This is outstanding to see, and I love the ease that we would win with yesterday. You know, the speed that we would move the ball with, that we finally got the ground game going, but just early in the game, there was I think it was a 4th and 4, and there was no hesitation whatsoever from Jalen Hurts or Nick Sirianni or whoever was Petullo on the sideline. There was it just kept going.
The Eagles live on 4th and 4. They really do, John. Well, I've never seen a team have more success on 4th and 4 in a 4 or 5 year span of time
in this
squad.
Situation. It was okay, Jalen, take control, do whatever you want, and it was he used his legs, and it was effortless, and that's moments like that, they just make me think he can take whatever that side allows and at times really make it seem effortless. And we appreciate it. We don't appreciate how consistently he does this stuff compared to the rest of the NFL. Like, the numbers are beginning to get crazy.
Well, one thing that, you know, I was thinking about during the game yesterday, because they put up a graphic early. Now, at first it was misleading because I actually thought it was about all games. And then you saw, well, at least I saw, it was like recent home games going back to last year. I think even Brady was confused because he referenced one interception, but the graphic said 0. Anyway, point is this. I was thinking early in the game when they put that graphic up, you know, we have used to marvel and still do marvel. When Foles the 1 year had the 27 touchdowns and the 2 interceptions, or if you include the playoffs, the 29 and the 2. And that was so ridiculous. Yeah. It's one of those things I'm sure most Eagles fans can remember. 27 and 2, 29 and 2, because we've never seen anything like that. Jalen is doing that. It's almost like year over year now. I mean, I know 23 was the aberration, obviously, as the turnovers piled up. But his unbelievable ability to not turn the ball over, and it had a direct impact when they won in Minnesota. I mean, one quarterback was -2, one quarterback wasn't. I'm talking about Carson, obviously, in that game. So his ability, because there's a lot of chaos going on out there. And for him to be able to, like, never turn the ball over is crazy. Now, the irony, of course, is he did yesterday, but the referees didn't call it. And so I do want to say this. It's a couple, let's not get it.
Absolutely was a fumble.
Yeah, there's no question.
We got so lucky.
Yeah, a couple, let's not get it twisted.
It was 7-7 at that point. One, that was a game-changing referee error in our favor.
One, not get it twisted, is that was a massive play, you know, bungled by the refs. The other, not get it twisted, was the Scataboo injury, obviously, was a significant factor. Really, I think, in two different ways. One, it took away one of the Giants' best players. It just struck me like it deflated the Giants.
Oh, of course.
I mean, that was horrific to see. And for those guys that are his buddies, and then you got to keep on playing. It was a close game when he got injured. But look, the Eagles took care of business. Saquon did his thing. Tank Bigsby, who 2 weeks ago I wanted off the team, looks like he's now the number two running back with merit. Landon Dickerson, to me, looks a lot better than he did as recently as 2 weeks ago. I mean, I was thinking 2 weeks ago he and Quinion we're going to be out till mid-November. Not only are both playing well. I mean, I thought Dickerson, on the Saquon long run. I mean, it looked to my eye like he might have gotten three different guys. So, look, credit to the Birds with what they did. And we'll take your calls at 215-592-9494. Seltzer, what stood out to you?
It was the first time this year we saw the 2024, the end of 2024 Eagles, or anything that felt like it.
Yeah.
And this was, I went into this game saying, if this is going to have a chance to be a great team this year, because I agree, no one's gotten there yet. We've got time. It didn't happen last year. I was like, this team that they got their asses whooped by 2 weeks ago, if they don't show up today and handle business against a team they're more talented than, then I'm legitimately concerned. And they did exactly what I wanted.
And that's saying something coming from you, because
exactly.
You're generally pretty optimistic.
I am. And that was a big game for me yesterday. And they handled freaking business. And to your point, the numbers without AJ are what they are. We know them. Like, that was the best the offense has looked without AJ since he's been here.
I totally agree.
So that, I was really like a heartening game
and
yesterday.
And James, how about a pass rush?
Big time. Now, I think Jalen Hunt's best game as an Eagle, probably.
Those were some wonky sacks.
Well, Dart helped. Dart helped
like
by holding
Jackson
the ball.
Jackson Dart ran around.
He did.
And then eventually guys fell off and ran into
there was some of that.
The defender.
But he did run away from some sacks, too. Like, he got out of some stuff,
but
too.
But those were like sacks after 6 seconds and stuff.
I know. Some of them were. I would agree with that.
Not look good enough for where we want to go.
Okay, fair enough. 215-592-9494. Rhea was down there at the Lincoln Show. It says, Rhea, what was the vibe like?
It was great. I was with James, actually. We watched the game together, which was fun.
Awesome time.
It was, I mean, once Saquon went off for that first run, you were like, oh, okay, so he hasn't lost it. I was really impressed with the way Petullo called the game. I mean, he mixed up a couple of wrinkles. There were a lot of wrinkles.
Yeah.
And every time Fred Johnson came in, it was just, he's so large, and it was huge for the run game. Absolutely huge, what the little things that he's doing. So, you know, he's got a lot of criticism, deserves a lot of praise for yesterday.
I agree.
To that point, the Eagles the have ran jumbo personnel, the thing with Fred Johnson. The last two games are the two highest percentages in the Nick Sirianni era.
That makes sense. I mean, to me, it makes perfect sense. You can
it's
say
the
it.
The answer to the loaded box.
Under center more. Yeah, under center more. And also, it's part of it is, I mean, this game in particular, it's like you don't have AJ. So it's you know, instead of having the third receiver out there, you have a sixth offensive lineman, and you just try to put better players on the field. To me, it makes a lot of sense. Look, 215-592.
Really, Dallas Goedert becomes the second wide receiver. And as you saw, he flourishes in that role with two touchdowns.
I love him. I've always loved
Goedert.
Seven
touchdowns he has.
Yeah.
Career high.
I love that guy. I do.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's no easy way out, Hugh.
No shortcut home, Joe.
Never. What a day yesterday for the Eagles. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Joe Giglio, 38-20. It wasn't even that close yesterday. A dominant victory. The ground, the pass game. And what a coincidence. It was without A.J. Brown yesterday. He was out with a hamstring injury. Or was it a coincidence, Hugh? Because we had quite the weekend of A.J. drama leading into the game, right? So a couple of pieces of information to pass along. People probably heard this yesterday. Maybe if you were a little checked out over the weekend, you heard it, but you didn't quite sure what people were talking about. Let me read you a couple things, and then we'll hear from Mike Garofolo yesterday before the game. So we know the NFL trade deadline is coming next Tuesday, right? Not tomorrow, a week from this coming Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So here is what was written this weekend about the A.J. Brown situation, the Philadelphia Eagles. This was all leading into the game yesterday. Diana Russini, at the owners' meetings last week, she asked Eagles owner Jeff Lurie what he would do if Brown knocked on his door and asked for a trade. Here is what he said. Quote, this is Jeff Lurie, quote, "We do what's best for the team. We won't even consider it seriously unless it's best for the Eagles. We will always do what gives us the best chance of winning big. Everything else is secondary." She then went on to write that the bottom line, Brown could be frustrated all he wants, but this team plays for the ring first. However, GM Howie Roseman will always listen. If the Eagles get an exorbitant offer, nobody is untradeable in Philadelphia. Adam Schefter, Saturday night into Sunday morning. "The Eagles are not expected to trade star wide receiver A.J. Brown before the November 4th trade deadline." But then he added this: "The Eagles would be willing to listen to any trade offer, but sources believe Philadelphia would not be willing to part with Brown for anything less than a blockbuster offer, which is not expected to be forthcoming." So, Hugh, leading into the game where we knew he wasn't going to play, both Schefter and Russini talking about the idea of a trade. And while unlikely, they both framed it as if a huge offer came in, the Eagles will be willing to listen. Then we got this, Mike Garofolo on the field before the game yesterday, kind of rounding everything together.
Thank you, Stace. We've got a hamstring absence here as well. A.J. Brown, the Eagles wide receiver, that hammy tightened up this week. He will not play. The hope is that he is back for their next game on November 10th after the bye. I realize there's a trading deadline in between to this game and that game, but as Ian Rappaport and I have told you multiple times here on this fine broadcasting network, the Eagles have no intention of trading A.J. Brown, and nothing has changed in that regard.
All right, Hugh, what's your view on what went down this weekend and then the fact that they played better at him? I mean, the first thing I thought of when I read the quotes from Jeff Lurie and then watched the game yesterday is a message was sent to A.J. Brown over the last couple days. A message was clearly sent.
Nobody's bigger than the squad.
Nobody's bigger than the team. I think the Eagles sent that through Jeff Lurie's quotes and the Adam Schefter report. Like, hey, we're not expected to trade him. If we get a great offer, sure, we will listen, because nobody's bigger than the team. It's about the Philadelphia Eagles. And then yesterday, on the field, was a reminder that nobody's bigger than the team. There's a segment of people out there who I'm sure think the Eagles absolutely, no matter what, need A.J. Brown. Well, they played like they didn't need him yesterday. I don't think it was a coincidence yesterday they played like that. Now, do I think they could do that every game without A.J.? Probably not, right?
No.
He's still a very good player.
You know, when you talk about the Giants and who they are, I mean, outside of that first game that we played against them, they're not on our level.
They're a bad team. Right. Yeah. So I don't think the Eagles would score 38 a week without A.J. Brown. But I do think yesterday a message was sent. Hey, look at the offense if it's free-flowing. Look at the offense if it's not trying to get the ball to one player. When we're just running the offense, this thing's about the team, not about one player. Hear your read on it, and was yesterday a coincidence?
Well, I do feel like there was a statement being made. Mm-hmm. Now, what that is, I don't know how, you know, but I'm petty also. So that plays into some of it. And it's just one of those things that when you look at it, I had a feeling going into this that it would look different. You know, because, and I made the correlation to Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs when he was there and how it was addition by subtraction. And now, you know, and Ike brought up the point that I bet you Josh Allen wish he had a receiver like Stephon Diggs now. But the bottom line is this. The offense yesterday looked more efficient than it did in a long time.
Totally.
And you'd be foolish not to think that there's some correlation between A.J. not being out there in Jalen's ear or not in Jalen's ear, or just that negative energy that he exudes with this team. You know, because even though, say for instance, if Schmitty was upset about not getting the football, he never said anything. He never let it be known that he was upset. He kind of just went about his business and he waited for his time. And yesterday a time was had. 6 catches for like 84 yards yesterday. Had a really good day. The running game got going. So I think that, and the offensive coordinator got a reprieve for a week.
I thought he called a great game yesterday.
Yeah, he got a reprieve. And it's one of those things where you have to look at all of those things together and say, Now, again, when you look at the Giants, you know, you can say, well, they were their secondary wasn't that good or whatever
say. It's a bad team.
Yeah, it's a bad team. You can say whatever you want to say. But Jalen's had 2 games back-to-back where he's played well, and A.J. Brown wasn't the focal point of the offense. It was more Schmitty than anything. So you take from that what you will. But when we do what we do for a living, you look at that and you gotta wonder. Because going into this game, Joe, people wonder not whether or not A.J. was playing possum with this injury. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't think he was. I don't think he was. Let me say that adamantly. I don't think he was. But the simple fact that people are questioning whether or not you're healthy enough
to play. It shows something weird going on.
It's something weird going on.
Well, something weird's been going on the entire year. AJ has never just not seemed happy the whole time. I feel like a message was sent. I think deep down the Eagles do not want to move AJ Brown. I don't believe they do. He's a really good player. He's been a great player. And the more great players you have, the better chance you have of winning a lot of football games. But I think a message was sent from Jeff Lurie's quotes of the way they played yesterday. You're either in or you're out. I mean, we're gonna keep playing. We're gonna keep going, and we're gonna try to win a Super Bowl. You're either in or you're out. Kyle, was that a coincidence yesterday that the Eagles dominated without AJ?
Yeah. I mean, come on. Like, first of all, the Giants absolutely stink.
They do.
And I know the offense looked great, but I think the biggest difference this week to the week before with AJ was the run game was great. The offensive line played better. Saquon looked great. I mean, even Tank Bigsby looked great. Like, I'm not connecting the dots there with AJ Brown and why the offense looked great, just because I think the biggest difference was the run game.
It was the biggest difference. That was the biggest change, right? And then you could say that has really little to do with AJ, you know, not being on the field.
Well, it does. It has nothing to do with
AJ. Well, I thought the pass game, and it was only 20 throws, I thought it was just way more decisive. Like, the ball got out of Jalen Hurts' hands. He held it a few times and got sacked. But, like, when he threw, there was no looking for... I didn't think yesterday he ever looked for one guy. He just dropped back, especially on the under-center things, his back foot at the ground, and he threw to whoever was open. And I feel like at times, you go back that second half against the Bucks, where it felt like they forced the ball to AJ. Yeah. I thought yesterday, it almost felt like they were freer as a team. Like, they didn't have to worry about who's getting targets.
Maybe, but, like, I also think, I don't know, if you look at a lot of the plays there, like, Devontae doesn't have anyone within the same zip code. I just thought it was a better play-calling day from Kevin Bitullo.
It was great.
Like, I think guys were just more open. I think it was almost easier for Jalen to be decisive because the decision was ready-made for him. You know? Like, and I don't know.
That's fair. But, I mean, I guess you can't deny the fact that it kind of felt to me like it was more loose, like it was more.
It was freer.
It felt more fluid. And I don't know what that, to your point, Kyle, I don't know what that is. And you're right about the running game. The running game was much better than it was last week. That's why it's when things like this happen, you look at everything. You try to figure it out. But you cannot deny that. Not having AJ out there, the team looked different. That's the point that I'm making. It looked different. The offense looked different.
Well, and I think we want to say it was a coincidence because we don't want to think, they're better without AJ Brown. I'm just saying the facts are the facts. Their best game came without AJ Brown. I mean, you could pretend that's not true, but that is true. Their best offensive game this year, he wasn't on the field. So if I'm the Eagles, I have an extra leg. I have a stronger leg to stand on where I'm like, hey, dude, get on board. You're either here and you're going to get on board with what we're doing, or we don't need you. Like, you know what happened yesterday. You kind of spoke this on the pregame show yesterday. If it had gone the other way, right?
Yeah.
If it had gone the other way, let's say they got
on. AJ.
If they went out there and scored 7 points, it would have been a whole day of, see, they got to make AJ happy. He's the reason. They can't win. I mean, Elliott said in the pregame show, the Eagles have stunk over the years without AJ Brown. This is a different year. This is a different team. This team showed me yesterday that they can move the football just fine without AJ Brown. 215-592-9494. Aaron in San Diego up on WIP. Good morning, Aaron.
Philadelphia, good morning.
Good morning, Aaron.
I got one question for everybody. Mm-hmm. Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained, Philadelphia?
Well, I think we were all entertained yesterday. That was awesome.
I was wrong on Friday. It wasn't no senor, no senor. It was si, senor, viva la Saquon Barkley. Un-freaking-believable.
It was as good as we've seen around here since Aaron. It's the best game they played since last year. I mean, that looked like the 2024 Eagles. That's what we all wanted.
It was a game of humble pie. You know, while other quarterbacks, you know, who are in the MVP running showed their true colors, you know, Sky Marshall Hurts just continued to do what he does best, and that's win ball games. I mean, Quadzilla erupted, the monsters of Broadway, Johnson, Mailata, Steen, Dickerson, and hey, it's not Tooth, it's Brett Toth. Played not a great game, but he played a really, really good game. Really, really proud. And guess what, guys?
Mm.
You know, this defense is on a different level when you've got one Kobe Dean in there. I mean, it is just, they played so well yesterday, and it's just a mean, nasty, sure-tackling defense. I don't know what it is. I don't know what he does. But when he's in there, it's just a completely different ballgame.
Well, call it swagger.
Yeah, Hugh, I think Aaron's right about this. The Dean addition, I think it's helped the run defense a lot. I mean, Aaron, I didn't expect him to come back this quickly off of that injury and look kind of like he did last year, Nicobe. But I agree with you. He's done a good job.
Ball hawk.
Yeah.
You know, and going to the A.J. Brown thing, mm-hmm. for anybody that thinks that we are better off without A.J. Brown is absolutely positively out of their minds.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I think we're all realize he's a tremendous player, and the idea of subtracting a tremendous player doesn't seem to make sense. But there sometimes is, hey, a distraction is hurting us. The Buffalo Bills have been a better offense since Stephon Diggs was subtracted. This happens in sports.
Here's what I'm going to come back at you with. Okay, this whole AJ Brown situation is beyond football. And anybody that's been in a locker room, you know, where you have, you know, all different walks of life, mm-hmm. people from all different backgrounds come together. There are different personalities, and I think that we have to face it with A.J. Brown. He just has that personality where some people just aren't happy, right? No matter how good things are, if they don't have drama, they can't function normally. And I think it's a fact that he's got this big old void, you know, deep inside him, and he keeps trying to fill it, and it's
sure.
just empty so quickly.
I get that. I just have
to come to a realization that that's who he is.
I do. I've accepted who he is. The point is, though, if they can't let him bring down the entire team. Like, he either has to get on board and stop complaining or get out. I mean, to me, this is very simple. If he wants to be here, I think they want him here. I don't think the Eagles want to trade A.J. Brown. They signed him to a contract just before last year. But if he doesn't want to be here, I'm not going to force him here for the next 3 months because we can't trade him. Like, if he doesn't want to be here, he can get out.
And then,
I think just like the Sixers situation, you know, with the Joel Embiid, I think the best medicine for A.J. Brown is what happened yesterday. I mean, the fact that this offense went up and down the field and they functioned normally says everything. And I got one last thing.
Mm.
Just a note to CBS. Please, please, please stop with Tony Romo doing Cowboy games. It's absolutely makes me sick to listen to this guy, you know, call a Cowboys game.
At least you got to watch him call the Cowboys get blown out yesterday. Aaron, good phone call. That was at least fun to watch.
Hmm. Did Aaron say Broadway, by the way?
In terms of?
I think he referred to our O-line as the monsters of Broadway.
Did he mean Broad Street?
I would assume so.
Yeah, Broadway's in New York.
Spent a little bit too much time outside of Philadelphia.
Yeah. Mm.
If you're thinking that.
It's a bad. You can go back and listen. That's a bad call by Aaron, if it was. I said good call. I'm wrong about that.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if
shoe shopping isn't fun. Are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, we're back. It's a Chickies Monday on the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, biggest win of the year. Most convincing against the Giants. Your thoughts?
Victory! Come on, damn it, let's go!
Yeah!
Let's go!
Fly, Eagles, fly, on the road to victory. Touchdown, 1, 2, 3. Hit 'em low, hit 'em high, and watch our Eagles fly. Fly, Eagles, fly, on the road to victory.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
As the world is watching, after the worst performance of his career last week,
yep,
on a Victory Monday, the world was watching Ike Reese. The countdown was on. We all thought it as the clock hit zero on the game yesterday. What is Ike's victory going to be like? And my friend, you came through for all of us.
All right, there we go.
That
there
is a primetime player
there
right
go.
There.
There we go.
That is a primetime player.
And
yeah,
if I'm being honest.
Yes, sir.
I left a little bit more for a bigger victory. I'm just saying, for a bigger victory
yeah,
down the road.
Yeah, come on. It's just the Giants.
Yeah, come on. Man.
Scum of the earth.
That was more about me redeeming
it
myself
was. We
last
yeah,
week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
totally.
You did. You did redeem yourself. We are at Chickies and Pete's, as we are on every Victory Monday. Well,
talk
every Monday
it.
As well. Well, I mean.
Now, let me get in
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I was going to wait.
Let me get in
I
here.
Just wanted you to get in there.
Let me get in
get
here.
Get in there.
Listen.
Yeah.
I hate to be the guy. That guy.
Ooh.
I'm rarely that guy.
Oh, what is
I'm going to be that
this?
Guy today.
Yeah.
I'm going to be that guy today. I told you this thing had been building for a few weeks. What you saw yesterday.
Told you so, guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do
yeah,
it.
Yeah. I hate to be that guy, but okay. I got to be that guy today.
All right.
Because this thing has been building. And yesterday, Forget about the opponent. I don't care about that. Guess what, Spike?
Yes.
Fritzy?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know who the opponent is?
Yourself.
There you go.
Mm. Like a true athlete, Spike.
It's ourself. That's who the opponent has been. And I thought yesterday they finally overcame themselves. Wasn't a flawless game. We'll comb through the game. Listen, they have their two or three series of lapses every game where things are just going to stall out.
Sure.
I mean, Jalen took a sack yesterday. I was throwing stuff at the TV, yelling at it. Are you serious? I mean, how far are you going to run backwards?
Was it 20 yards?
Yeah, just give up on the play, bro.
Yep, yep.
But,
yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, that doesn't deter me or distract me. From what I saw from the running game, finally, let's start with the running game. Finally. What is the second player of the game, Saquon to the house?
Yep.
Finally, we got a chance to see that. Right? So I'm great with that. The running game has been sort of working its way to that. We'll get into the under the center, all of that stuff. We'll get into the nuts and bolts and the X's and O's. We'll get into that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying I was excited about the running game yesterday. Tank Bigsby. I mean, what looked to be a wasted trade a month ago. The guy can't even field kickoffs. Hurting the team. Well, you saw what he's really best at. That's at running the football.
Howie, the luckiest GM on earth?
And as a, well, listen, as a complimentary running back, if you follow the league, we all knew Tank Bigsby was a good running back in Jacksonville.
Sure.
Solid. Nothing great, but if he's going to be your complimentary back,
yep.
Then that's what he's going to be. Problem was we miscasted him as a kickoff return guy.
Wasn't good at that.
And that didn't work.
No.
Got that going. Offense, give Kevin Petullo some credit. Give him some credit. Make sure the praise is just as loud as the criticism was. Mm-hmm. Kevin Petullo, over the last, really since the season has begun, he's been building towards this. And whether it's the chemistry, the continuity, all these things, an understanding, everybody being on the same page, it's starting to come together. Understanding what putting pieces in the right place, and then the execution from the offense. So the offense has looked better over the last month. We can agree with that. I want to give Kevin Petullo his credit for that. We'll give Jalen all his credit. No, I want to make sure I give the offensive coordinator his credit for what the offense has looked like. They've continued to evolve. And then Jalen Hurts yesterday, I thought, had another solid performance, made plays when needed to be made, take care of the football. You know, listen, the tush push, we'll get into that. We were fortunate on the tush push play where they quote unquote blew the whistle before the play was dead.
Sure.
Whatever. We were fortunate there. But I thought Jalen, another adequate, efficient football game. It was great to see the offense just operate. It's great to see just the offense operate. And this is the first time they look like the 2024 Super Bowl champion Eagle offense. Yesterday was the first time they looked like that.
I agree.
There's something to be said about that. I think they had their most total yards.
They did.
They scored their highest amount of points, right?
It's like, the first time they've outgained an opponent this year.
First time they outgained an opponent?
Yep.
It's starting to come together. Gets me excited for the second half of the season. And we got a tough schedule coming up. But I'm excited about what we can be. I got to be honest with you. Forget about what I predicted. For the first time this year, from a feeling standpoint, what I feel inside of me, we can go back-to-back. That's what I felt after yesterday's game. If we can do this, we can go back-to-back.
215-592-9494.
All right, it's going to be a good Monday.
Well,
yeah, it is.
I felt the same thing
it's
watching
be a good
it.
Monday, yeah.
In that of the 8 games they played this year, this was the first time I've watched the Eagles and said, "Oh, that team can win the Super Bowl."
Right.
You know, even in the wins, and I know we convinced ourselves in the close wins and things like. And I know it was just the Giants yesterday, but it was just the Giants 2 weeks ago
who dominated
them, and they went in there, and it was from not just the offense, it felt like it was the first time that we were watching the entire team look like the 2024 Eagles team. I thought they were tough on defense. They finally got to the quarterback, yeah. and they did so. It was Jalen Hunt getting to the quarterback. It was Jalen Carter getting to the quarterback. Mm-hmm. They were tackling tough, you know? Like they were. And Jaxson Dart's a good player, but they were making life difficult on him. Yep. It was the first time this year where we didn't have to blitz to get to the quarterback. Mm-hmm. We were getting to the quarterback just with normal pressure. And from offense, it's just that is the word I'm looking for. That's the prototype right there for the Philadelphia Eagles.
That's what you want.
Is to be able to run the football.
That's the blueprint.
It is the blueprint. For what you want. And then it allows Jalen to go in there and make plays and be efficient and throw the ball 20 or 25 times, however many times they throw it, but do it in a productive way, in a productive, to quote Jack, meaningful way with big chunks of yardage to get touchdowns. And he spread the ball around. And you know, Devontae had his 6 catches, but Goddard had catches. I think he only had 24 or 25 or 30 yards, but Saquon had 4 catches as well, you know, spreading the ball around. I just thought from an entire team perspective, the offense looked good. And it showed on offense when the Eagles are best, it is when they are running the football effectively. Yeah. And to give Kevin Petullo a little bit of credit as well, not just the center, which we've beaten to death.
Yep.
Last week we saw the first time we've seen the 6 offensive linemen thing. And they did it even more. I think they did it on almost 20% of the snaps. And if at a certain point they had a look at ourselves and said and themselves and say, we are not getting it done. I know we have all this talent on the offensive line.
We got to adjust.
But it's not getting it done. Yeah. We're not getting it done. We're going to have to adjust, and they adjusted. So it was an exciting game to watch just because they were putting their foot on the team's throat. Every time that it looked like the Giants could get back into it, right? Because they answered right away.
They hung in there,
They hung in there. Every time they answered, the offense came in and went and put another score up on the board and just said, you know what, you're gonna have to score 40 points to beat us today. And I thought it was a great game for the Eagles. And we haven't mentioned his name at all, but a credit to Nick Sirianni. Because, you know, in the last 2 years, there have been opportunities for this team to unravel, you know. And if they do, he's going to get blamed for it. And if they don't, he should get credit for it as well. If he's not going to call plays, that is what he is in charge of. He is in charge of the culture, in charge of the leadership, those sorts of things. So I think we have to give him credit as well.
I agree.
Jack, anything?
Saquon Barkley.
Yep.
2 touchdowns.
Welcome back, Saquon.
Plus 500.
All right.
110 yards rushing.
Jackie Rosier.
125 yards rushing. Closed it out with 150. It was a good football Sunday.
No, listen.
I told you guys on Friday.
Chauncey Fritz.
I told you guys on Friday, run the ball.
Run the ball.
They still can do it. They're back.
Listen. I thought yesterday would be a day where Saquon could have established himself.
Wasn't it nice to see the 68-yard run?
Are you kidding me?
I thought to myself, oh, there it is.
Yes, sir. Where have you been? Where have you been? We've been missing you all year long.
And undefeated in the Kelly Greens, 5-0.
We already know.
Go back to it.
Listen, there are a different allegiance, you know, amongst the offense as we root for the entire offense and the Eagles team. One thing that's universal is 26.
Everybody loves 26.
Yeah, you're damn right. Everybody loves 26.
Well, that's what I said last week when I called him Saint Saquon, because nobody says anything bad about Saquon.
Nope, can't say anything bad about Saquon. Yep. I'll fight you to death.
And one more piece of credit. Saquon, one more piece of credit. Will Shipley, kick return game.
Oh, yeah.
Kick return game's been dreadful all year as we put a guy back there.
Well, Bigsby out of there. And shout out to Bigsby. Got 100 yards yesterday, which is not really a good kickoff returner.
Well, and he had never done it. I don't know why they traded for him to do it. It's pretty weird. But Will Shipley was great returning kicks. And that field position's a big deal, you know. So.
No, seriously. I mean, listen, the exciting whites have been low, man.
Yes.
They needed something to get them going. Coop got robbed out of a sack, forced fumble a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
Reed Blankenship out here getting cooked like
we needed something.
Chicken breast.
Yes.
We needed something to go on. And Will Shipley yesterday, we needed that.
Absolutely.
We needed that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.